It's here and now. Tomorrow in Geneva, Iranian leaders will sit back down at the negotiating table with the United States and other countries to try and come to agreement on Iran's nuclear program. A deal could mean the lifting of economic sanctions on Iran and an improvement in long-strained relations between Iran and the U.S. Steve Inskeep, host of NPR's Morning Edition, is recently back from a trip to Iran where a possible nuclear deal was on the minds of just about everyone he spoke with, and he joins us now from Washington. Steve, great to have you back with us.
Always glad to be here.
Well, what was it like to be there, first of all?
Well, it's a really interesting place because it's described as a closed society. That's not quite true. It's closed-ish. At times, there is relatively free and open debate, and then the government clamps down. Newspapers open or shut down again. People are put in prison and get out again and speak out in very specific moments when they want to make a point. So it becomes this really fascinating and complicated place, an ancient, ancient society that is in many ways also very modern and middle class, and you're trying to figure out what's really going on in there.
And you interviewed dozens of people while you were there, including an Iranian woman and her daughter. And let's just listen to a moment from that conversation.
Sure. Do you think that she's going to be able to grow up to have a better life than you've had?
Here, I don't think so. I'm, you know, planning to send her.
To where?
You know, as we think the paradise of the world is the United States, as we think.
You also spoke with someone, I remember, couldn't get this out of my head, who you were talking to him about tourism, and he said, do you mean tourism or terrorism? But,
yeah.
But I wondered, Steve, is it easy just to walk up on the street to someone in Iran and speak to them?
It really is. This, again, is a place where people can speak out in selective ways. They can also be very afraid to fully speak their minds. But one of the great things to do in Iran, this is my third time there, and each time one of the best things to do has been simply to walk through a bazaar, go into some shops, talk to some customers, talk to people on the streets, wherever you can find them, and start a conversation. And people will be remarkably frank in that kind of forum because they are sort of anonymous. Even if there is some intelligence agency type person who might be following me, which certainly can happen with a Westerner like me, the person on the street knows that they can talk to me and maybe not give their full name and go away. And I can listen to their story and make up my own mind about whether I believe everything they say is true. But there's really no way to trace them again. And so I found people are really, really frank, especially with a radio recorder as opposed to a camera, on the street. And you hear amazing stories very quickly.
And you asked a lot of people about the possibility of a nuclear deal. Does it matter what ordinary Iranians think of the possibility of a nuclear deal?
You know, I think it does. Let's remember, this is a very complicated country. It is essentially ruled by clerics. There's an Ayatollah, Ali Khamenei, who's described as the supreme leader, most powerful person in the country. But there's also an elected president. There are elections. There's an elected parliament. Those elections are controlled, are limited, and so it is not a democracy as we would understand it. It's not a free society as we would understand it, but it is sort of those things. And if you are the supreme leader of Iran, maybe you don't exactly need a democratic mandate. You're not elected, but you need basic legitimacy, as diplomats would say and political scientists would say. You need a sense that the country is more or less behind what you're doing. And in Iran, you have a situation where the supreme leader, ever since a disputed election in 2009, has faced questions about his legitimacy, about whether everyone in the country or enough people in the country will just plain support the regime or not. And so they do face a question of legitimacy. They did just have an election in 2013 where a man won as president on a promise to improve relations with the West, and that makes it hard for Iran's supreme leader to totally turn that deal down, even though he's reluctant to do it.
And a promise to improve the economy. And I wonder, what would a deal mean to ordinary Iranians? Would it improve the economy significantly?
I think it already has, at least according to some people I talked with on this trip. And what I mean is, there was an economist I was talking with who is convinced that the mere expectation of an agreement, there's already been a temporary agreement, there could or could not be a permanent agreement, the expectation of a deal has already improved the economy and caused people to invest in different ways. I also spoke with a businessman in Iran who was telling me about investments that he was ready to make as soon as a deal was put in place. So entirely aside from lifting some of the economic sanctions, which a deal would have to do, just the fact of better relations with the world, it seems, would provide something of a jolt to Iran's economy, maybe already has.
And what if there is no deal?
That is something that the same economist who talked about the expectation of a deal described to me as just an unthinkable situation. It could be a disaster. But let's remember, there have been nuclear talks before, a couple of times before, that have come to nothing in the end. And so it is entirely possible that will happen again. And what would happen then is a greater stalemate and another move in the United States Congress to increase the powerful economic sanctions that are already in place and that have already made done tremendous damage to Iran.
Steve Inskeep, host of NPR's Morning Edition, speaking with us about his recent trip to Iran. We'll link you to his reporting at our website, hereandnow.org. Steve, thanks as always.
Glad to do it.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.